Harper Audio presents The Novice, A Story of True Love by Thich Nhat Hanh, read by Dan Warren. Chapter 1. Abandoned Child. Kin Tom had just finished sounding the last bell of the evening chant when the young novice heard the wailing of a baby. Kin Tom thought, "That's strange." Releasing the bell, the novice quietly stepped over to the doorway of the bell tower and looked down at the hillside just in time to see Ti Mo in a light brown Nam Tun, a long shirt commonly worn by Vietnamese women, holding a crying newborn in her arms. She gazed up in the novice's direction. An alarming thought flashed in Kin Tom's mind. Ti Mo must have given birth to the child and is now coming up here to leave it in my care. Waves of turbulent feelings arose rapidly within. Novice Kin Tom reviewed the precarious situation. "I've taken the monastic vows of a novice. I've just been accused of having a sexual affair with Ti Mo, making her pregnant, and not owning up to the alleged offense." The thoughts tumbled on. "Who can possibly understand the predicament I'm facing? Doesn't anyone see the great injustice being done to me? Even though my teacher, the abbot of this temple, loves me, even though my two Dharma brothers care deeply for me, who knows whether they have doubts about my heart? And now the baby is here. Stubbornly refusing to bring the newborn to its true father, Ti Mo has brought it here to the temple. Everyone who already suspected that I'm the child's father will surely misconstrue my taking in the newborn. They will say I've admitted my guilt. What will my teacher think? How will my Dharma brothers react? And the people in the village?" Novice Kin Tom finally concluded, "Maybe I should go down to meet Ti Mo and advise her to be brave, to tell her parents the name of the real father, and to take the baby to him instead." Kin Tom stepped down from the bell tower, all the while silently invoking the name of Buddha. The novice had a lot of confidence in the healing energy of loving-kindness embodied by the Buddha. Surely the Buddha's wisdom could be a guide through this very difficult period. The novice intended to use gentle, kind words to advise Ti Mo, to help her see a more admirable way to handle this situation. But as the novice stepped out of the bell tower, Ti Mo had already run away, quite far down the hillside. She shot through the temple gates like an arrow and disappeared into the hills thick with evergreens. At that very moment, the newborn, wrapped in many layers of white cotton cloth and abandoned on the steps leading to the bell tower, burst out in heart-wrenching cries. Kin Tom quickly ran over to pick up the baby. From deep within, the novice felt the budding of a new love. The nurturing instinct sprang up as a powerful source of energy. "This child is not being cared for or acknowledged by anyone. His father does not recognize him, and his own mother has just abandoned him. His paternal grandparents don't even know he is present on this earth. If I don't take him into my care, then who will?" thought the novice. "I claim to be a monk, a person practicing to be more compassionate. So how can I have the right or the heart to desert this child?" The novice grew adamant. "Let them gossip. Let them suspect. Let them curse me. The newborn needs someone to take care of him and raise him. If I don't do it, then who will?" With tears streaming down, Kin Tom lovingly hugged and cuddled the baby. The novice's heart was filled at once with both great sadness and the sweet nectar of compassion. Kin Tom sensed that the baby was getting hungry and thought immediately of Uncle and Aunt Han, Rarity, a couple living in the village below the hill on which the temple stood.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?